This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Cheap Thrills.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. You've heard this before. People are looking for the lowest prices on necessities, so discount stores are enjoying all of the shopping carts rolling through their aisles. Apparently, there are a lot of full carts rolling around Walmart. Walmart said today its quarterly profit rose 7%, but that's where the thrills stop. Walmart also said it's issuing a cautious outlook. That sent the company's shares down. Overall, retail figures out this morning from the Commerce Department suggest consumer spending is more resilient than many analysts anticipated. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch explains.
Auto sales were off nearly 3% in April. Excluding that, retail sales were actually up 0.5% last month, well above most predictions. Joe Scarupa edits RIS News, a retail industry publication. He says the economic slowdown so far has hit Wall Street far harder than Main Street.
The perfect storm for retail sluggishness can really be seen in layoffs. Until we see unemployment spiking up 3 and 4%, I don't expect to see a consumer spending dip until that happens.
This month, the Bush administration started sending out checks as part of its economic stimulus package. That's $100 billion that retailers are hoping will juice sales in May. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
You can keep your expensive oil. That's what consumers around the globe seem to be saying. The International Energy Agency is forecasting oil demand will rise less than expected this year, primarily because of higher prices and slower growth here in the U.S. and in other parts of the world. Fed Chair Ben Bernanke balanced hope this morning with the reality of the credit crunch. He says the Fed's emergency liquidity moves have helped financial markets, but that conditions are, quote, still far from normal. The Dow is down 77 points to 12,799. The NASDAQ is down 9 points to 2478. The S&P 500 is down 4 to 1399. Chinese shares fell today. Trading in 66 companies based in the area hit by the earthquake were suspended. European shares were mixed. The European Union may lift a ban on U.S. imports of chickens and turkeys. This would open up a market worth over $200 million a year for American farmers. From our European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The EU banned American poultry 11 years ago. The Europeans objected to the American practice of washing the birds with chlorine to kill bugs like salmonella. The EU claimed that process itself poses a threat to human health. But pressure to lift the ban is mounting. The Americans have insisted the issue be resolved by an EU-US trade council which meets today. Andrew Bounds of the Financial Times says the Americans see the chickens as the thin edge of the wedge.
There have been a lot of issues about food over the years and different ways of processing food. I think the Americans think if they can crack the chickens, they can probably push ahead with beef, corn and many other things which are not allowed on the EU market that they produce.
He says the chicken ban should be easy meat for the Americans. There was always a whiff of hypocrisy about the chlorine issue. Some European producers use precisely the same method on chickens they export. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Hewlett-Packard is spending almost $13 billion to buy electronic data systems. HP would become the second largest provider of technology services after IBM. And it's official. If you go online hoping to buy an iPhone, you may soon be reaching for your car keys. Apple says the phones are sold out online, but there may be some at brick-and-mortar stores. The depletion is in line with a new model coming out this summer.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We're seeing more and more evidence of baby boomers planning to work in some capacity during their retirement years. Some because they want to, some because they have to. Either way, many baby boomers will probably convert a good portion of their assets into something that can generate a little income. Commentator Todd Buchholz says that transition could spell trouble.
Ah, the boomers. It's always the boomers. Their music, their nostalgia, their neuralgia. Those 76 million boomers. The generation that shouted, "Hell no, we won't go," is shouting it again. But they don't mean Vietnam. They mean, "We're not dying. And if someday we do pass away, well, we're going to look great because we're pumped up with Botox, breast implants, and every antioxidant we can squeeze into a soy milk latte." People who retired back in 1950, on average, lived another 12 years. Now that number has doubled. And when a baby boomer couple retires, odds are at least one of them will be smacking tennis balls well into her 90s. Which brings us to dividends. Serious scholars warn that we are careening towards a stock market crash in 2011, when the boomers start hitting age 65. Why? Because retiring boomers will need a steady income, beyond what they snatch from the Social Security pyramid scheme. They will sell their stocks and jump into bonds, which will pay them a steady stream of income. But that may not be so good for the rest of us who would like to hang on to our equities. How can we avoid this fearsome future? By keeping dividend taxes low. Dividends can give boomers that regular stream they need to keep paying for their Pilates classes. Since 2003, dividend payments have climbed over 12% per year. With a low 15% dividend tax, companies pay out more cash. But if Congress jacks up taxes on dividends, well, boomers will more likely dump their stocks, grab those bonds instead, and go off to pasture dancing to that great boomer icon James Brown, "Papa's got a brand new bag." Of course, the rest of us will end up holding the old bag.
Todd Buchholz is a writer and former White House economic advisor to the first President Bush. His latest book is New Ideas from Dead CEOs. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.